Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
This is Coffee at KYUK. Thanks for joining. I'm your host, Greg Kim. Three foxes from three YK Delta communities tested positive for rabies in recent weeks. To talk about what's going on, we're joined by public health veterinarian Dr. Lori Maythaler-Mullins. Thank you for joining us, Lori.
Thanks, Greg. Happy to be here.
So, Lori, I think you've been closely involved in tracking this recent rabies outbreak. What can you tell us about what's been going on in these three communities?
The past few weeks, there's been four laboratory-confirmed cases of rabies in three communities. And these communities, it was Nightmute, which is, you know, to the south in the YK Delta, Alaknuk up north, and here in Bethel, central. So we know that, you know, there's rabies risk all over the YK Delta right now. In all three of these communities, foxes came in and they attacked dogs, and the foxes were shot, and we did confirm that they had rabies.
Oh, wow. Well, previously, KYUK reported and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced the first three cases of rabies. Is that fourth one pretty recent then?
The fourth one, it's not recent. It is in one of those same communities. It includes a dog, though. So one confirmed dog and three confirmed foxes.
Oh, I see. So I'm curious, it's not normal behavior for foxes to wander into communities and attack dogs. Does rabies cause them to do that, and why does it cause them to do that?
Right, good question. So the rabies virus, if you think of this microscopic-shaped bullet virus, and what happens is when an animal is bit, this bullet-shaped virus, it travels from the animal's muscle up to the brain. And in the brain, it causes the animal to become aggressive or act confused. So they're going to do things they're not, wouldn't normally do. You know, a fox coming into a community in the middle of the day. The virus, it does continue to the animal's salivary glands near the mouth. And, you know, sometimes we think of animals foaming at the mouth, and that's why. And when the virus sits in the mouth, it's perfectly situated for a bite to another animal to cause an infection. So most of us know, but this is an important reminder, in both animals and people, if this virus isn't treated, this disease is always fatal.
Oh, wow. I'm really sorry to hear about that dog that tested positive for rabies. Mm-hmm. Is it, as you say, is it fatal? Is that going to be, is that dog going to?
Yeah, the dog, it did have to be euthanized. And there were three other dogs in addition that had been euthanized because they came into contact. They were bit by rabid foxes. All four of these dogs, they were not vaccinated. So this is a very important reminder that the key to preventing this disease, both in dogs but also in people, because that's often how we get exposed, is through our pets, is vaccinating our pets. So it's really important to remember that, you know, that's a way to protect ourselves from rabies, protect our kids from rabies, and, of course, protect our pets is getting them vaccinated.
Definitely. And I want to get back to how people might get a hold of rabies vaccines for their dogs. But before that, I want to ask, these cases of rabies, it seems like it's kind of a lot in just a few weeks. Is that normal in this region? And if not, can you kind of explain why you think so many cases are happening?
So it is normal in the sense that there are rabies flare-ups in this region every 3 to 5 years, larger outbreaks every 10 years. Most likely what we're seeing now is an increase in fox populations, and that's most likely what is driving these increased cases right now.
Oh, wow. And so then do foxes live together, and is that how they're spreading it to each other?
Great question. So rabies is always present in Arctic foxes. And during late winter, early spring, this time of year, Arctic foxes, they leave the ice. And as they're leaving the ice, they come into contact with red foxes, come into contact with dogs. Maybe they're coming into communities searching for food. And that's how rabies gets spread.
I see. Can you talk about your role as a public health veterinarian in this region? How have you been responding to these cases of rabid foxes and in some cases also rabid dogs?
So I partner with YKHC, Office of Environmental Health and Engineering, and someone may contact me or someone may contact them, and, you know, we partner together. OEHE, they handle rabies investigations for exposures in the YK service area. So if a patient tells their health care provider they were bit or scratched or otherwise exposed to a wild or domesticated animal, their provider will send notification to OEHE, and, you know, they'll follow up there on the human health side of things. What I have been doing is I've traveled to Nightmute, I've traveled to Alaknuk, and I'm here in Bethel giving rabies vaccinations. And Nightmute and Alaknuk, I worked with a TPO to go door to door to reach every pet we could and get them a rabies vaccine.
I see. I believe you often travel to villages to provide animal care, maybe also rabies vaccines before the pandemic. And then I imagine COVID-19 travel restrictions kind of put that to a halt. Are you back in action now?
Yeah, it's, you know, I think all of us experienced, changes in our schedules this past year with COVID. But yes, I am back traveling. I travel to communities and, do vaccinations. I also provide spay neuter sterilization surgeries because that's important to help keep our dog populations under control. With more and more people now getting vaccinated for COVID, it's made me able to more safely enter communities. So this is a plug, get yourself vaccinated for COVID and get your pets vaccinated for rabies so we can keep our communities safe.
Mm-hmm. And if a person is in a village, how do they get a hold of a rabies vaccine for their dog? Are they waiting for you to come out to their community, or can they invite you out if they feel that they are worried about the rabies that is going around?
Definitely. They can invite me out. I will be traveling to communities. As I get exact dates set, I'll post them on my Facebook page. It's Dr. Lori, YK Vet. Communities can also contact OEHE, and OEHE will partner with me to make certain that we get, those needs of those communities met and get some rabies vaccinations in place.
Mm-hmm. And one other thing is, I think I understand that if a dog has been exposed to rabies by a fox or another animal, then there's a certain protocol where they're supposed to watch the dog to see if rabies develops. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so it depends on the vaccine status of the dog, Greg. If the dog has been vaccinated, it is a mandatory 45-day quarantine, and also the dog should get immediately revaccinated. If the dog has been unvaccinated, unfortunately, the dog, if the fox was rabid, the dog will develop rabies. So that dog would have to be euthanized. If we're uncertain, there will be a longer quarantine for an unvaccinated dog. And that's definitely where communication with OEHE, with myself come in, so we can make certain all of those quarantine protocols are being followed.
I see. And you mentioned that you are traveling to villages now. after having a hiatus due to COVID-19 travel restrictions. Mm-hmm. I wonder, are communities feeling that hiatus? I wonder, are they missing those services that you used to provide before the pandemic?
Yeah, it's, definitely not having, access for, the past year to some of these services hasn't been ideal. So the pandemic, it's affected, our lives, but it's also affected the lives of our animals in many ways. And, this is an example because, healthcare needs of the pets in our communities has had to be delayed a bit. Good question.
And is it, are fewer dogs than normal vaccinated because of this? Or what are some of those effects that our animals are feeling because they haven't had access to veterinary care in maybe a while?
Right. Fewer dogs being vaccinated. Other services that, I provide are deworming for dogs and the spay-neuter sterilization surgeries. We know that a dog can reproduce pretty quickly, up to 2 litters a year. So our dogs not having access to the spay and neuter surgeries means more puppies around and, more problems and public health veterinary problems in communities.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we heard that story about a dog attacked a little girl in a community in recent weeks. I'm sure you don't have exact statistics, but have you noticed that dog populations in communities have increased during the pandemic?
I don't know if I can speak to that, Greg. I can tell you if a dog has not been spayed or neutered, they're going to reproduce. So just knowing that they haven't had access to those services, we can, probably assume that is happening.
Definitely. And is there anything else you'd like to let our listeners know, Lori?
Yes. If you suspect an animal has rabies, do not shoot it in the head. This is really important because we need the brain to test for rabies, so don't shoot a suspected animal in the head, and contact OEHE with any questions or concerns. They're definitely the resource to help with this recent rabies outbreak.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining this morning, Lori.
Great, thank you.
You've been listening to Dr. Lori Mathaler-Mullins, the public health veterinarian for the YK Delta, talking about some recent rabies cases in Bethel and neighboring villages. This is Coffee at KYUK. I'm your host, Greg Kim.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.